Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is so exciting! We are continuing our series of Shiurim in Yanei Machshava. That's been the topic of our Vadim. The last two Vadim Musa we had, we spoke about the power of thought. Something that we do all the time. We have to think about it. Today they call it mindfulness. You know how to say it in Hebrew? Teach a new Hebrew word if you don't know it. Mindfulness. That's what they say. So a person has to be mindful of his thoughts. In other words, to step outside yourself and know what you're thinking. This is a nayazach and an altazach. It's new and it's old. It's new because now everyone's talking about it. But it's old. Already in the Torah they want us to examine our thoughts, of course. See that in Chazal. So this is the Vat Shlishi. And again, we're learning from the Torah of Maran HaMashgiach. Hagon Rebbe Shlomo Volbe, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. And this year should be a special. Schus Var Morni Yoratz Shiyichyu. Chayu Chavit Fega, Bas Michal Dispasiris, Victor Bas Tila Rovida. Rav Baruch Hurt, Ben Tzaret Tzipoira. Shal Bracha Vatav Chom HaSeyadeyem. Yosef Eliyahu, Ben Rivka Chava. And Chava Rivka, Bracha Vatzlach Bachom HaSeyadav. And for Memaris Nachagetobas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Baruch HaBatzal B'chom HaZdeh, B'chom HaYetzech HaLatzel. And let's get to it, Rabbi Isai. Omer HaRav, as we saw in the previous shir, from the Chobetz HaLavobis, that Machshava is a ner shetachniseu el libecha. Machshava is a thought, is a candle that you should put it to your heart. Why? Because thought shines before man his spiritual world. A person uses his power of thought and he can reach a chiddush which is emes lamito, which is complete truth. He can get to great spiritual understanding through his thought, through that physical organ. And we spoke about mafli lasos, connecting between the physical and the spiritual. So that's what happens when you use your aver agashmi of the brain and the mind, which isn't the brain, and you use your mind within the brain to think spiritual thoughts, and you connect the physical to the spiritual. So you have to shine this light into your heart, this light of ruchnius. Say Chazal in the Gemara in Bava Basra on page 78b. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk "Alken Yomer Amoishlim"? Pasuk says "Alken Yomer Amoishlim Bo Cheshbon Ki Bana V'Sikon In Yersichon Ki Yeshiatz Mecheshbon Leva Mikir Yasichon Ochlo Armo Vali B'Mosarnon." Therefore, those who say Mishalim would say, "Come to Cheshbon, firmly built and well-founded as Sichon City." So this is some sort of poem that's hard to understand. Parashas Chukas. And the Chazal offer a midrashic interpretation of the pasuk. A homiletic interpretation of the pasuk, if you will. Hamoshlem, Elo Hamoshlem B'Yitzram. Bo Cheshbon, Bo Nechashim Cheshbon HaShalolim. More than Moshlem in the Pasuk. Those are the people who rule their evil inclination. And what will they say? Come to Cheshbon. Meaning, come and let us calculate the account of the world. In other words, the financial loss incurred by the fulfillment of a mitzvah in contrast to its reward. And the reward for committing a transgression, i.e. the pleasure and gain received, in contrast to the loss that it entails. Tibana v'sikon, and let it be built and established. So if you make this calculation, you'll be built in this world, and it'll be established in the world to come. That's tibana v'sikon. You'll be built and established in this world and in the next world. Ir sikon, imesim adam atzmo, ki ayir zeh, shemahalich achar sikon noem. The phrase, the city of sikon, means that if a person fashions himself, like this young donkey, like this ayir, that follows after pleasant talk. In other words, if one is easily tempted to listen to his inclination, what does it say? Ki eish yatza mi-cheshbon, for fire has gone out of cheshbon. In other words, a fire will go out from those who calculate the effect of their deeds in the world and will consume those who do not calculate and examine their ways, but instead do as they please. Teitz eish mi-cheshbon, v'toichal et she'enan mi-cheshbon. Pasuk continues, Vilahava Mikiryas Sichon, a flame from the city of Sichon. This means that a flame will come from the city of the righteous people who are called trees. Mikiryas Sadikim Shenekraim Sichin. Achla or Moav. What is this referring to? This is referring to one who follows after his inclination, like this young donkey that follows after pleasant talk. The lords of the high places of Arnon. This refers to the arrogant. Gase ruach. Omar Mar's master said, "Call them shishlo gases ruach, noifu gehenna." Every person who has arrogance will fall into Gehenna. Wow. So these moshlim b'yitzram reveal to us that the way to go into the world of Ruchnius and to overcome the Yetzer is to make a cheshbon nefesh, to think, to take account. And with this, tibana v'sikone, you'll build yourself up in this world, you build yourself up in the next world. People are so busy building houses. I'm building a house. No. You're not building a house. Somebody's building it for you. You're paying somebody a lot of money to have other people build a house for you. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Should have a beautiful house. Should have multiple houses. Lama lo. I always say every Jew has to have at least three houses. One in New York, that he lives in most of the year. One in Florida for the winter months. And one in Israel, because a Jew needs a place in Israel. At least three. I'm saying that a little facetiously, right? Not everybody can afford that. But if you can, buy in Eretz Yisrael, the Ibn Ezra says, Sefer Bereishis, when Yaakov bought a parcel of land, the Ibn Ezra says, what's the pasuk telling us? What do we need to know this for? That Yaakov invested in real estate, so a male Jew should invest in real estate. That's what the pasuk is telling us? Maybe. It says the Ibn Ezra that if you acquire a portion in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you acquired a portion in Olam Haba. So Adarabba, build a house. Build multiple houses. But remember not to forget to build yourself. That's the most important building. Because that's a building that's going to last forever. How do you build yourself with the proper machshavas, making a cheshbon shel olam? Analyzing your deeds, being mindful of your thoughts, being mindful of your actions, being mindful of your speech. Constant cheshbon nefesh, in a healthy way, in a sympathetic way. The machshav is what connects body and soul. Olam hazen, olam haban, a man's avodah. And the opposite is ma'alich achas sicha na'e. And we can understand, you follow the idle talk. And that's the ma'aral that we saw in Ovis 117 in the previous year. That there are two types of seichel. There's a seichel yuni and a seichel divri. There's a seichel that allows you to speak, and then there's the seichel that allows you to introspect, analyze. So speech is also connected to thought, but this thought can be very superficial. Even a child speaks, but he just mumbles. As I once heard from one of the top philosophers and mathematicians of our generation, a Yid, not yet a from Yid, but on his way. He said, yeah, they taught animals to talk, but it turns out, they don't have much to say. But it's only human beings that we have deep thoughts. If a person is nimshach achas sicha na'e, he follows his seichel adivri, he's just talking, as they say in Spanish, just talking and talking and talking about nothing. So what does it say about him in the Gemara? Me'od lo tov. Ki eish yatsa mecheshbain. A fire is going to come out and consume this person. Not in this world, necessarily. One shouldn't follow this Yetzer, this Seichel HaDivri, this Sicha Noe, this nice little pitputin, idle talk that people engage in day and night. Did you hear about the latest poll? You hear Trump is ahead in the polls? Why talk about Trump in the polls? Why? Who does that help? Right now, Lemignanim, we're in the year 2022. 2022, Chodesh July. Chodesh Yuli. The next president is going to go into office in January in 2024. So why talk now about some poll that's like a year and a half before the election, the president's going to go into office? Lemay nafkamina. Who are you helping? Speculation. They speculate. You know, when I was a kid, I used to like to watch the sports. They would take a chazir, they'd paint it brown, with a white stripe in the middle, make it into a funny oblong shape, put some hot air into it, and then these huge, oversized men with massive muscles, big, strong necks, legs like tree trunks, would spend, you know, hours and hours in the weight room. They weren't big enough as it was to just make bigger and stronger muscles and run, lift weights, and do this type of exercise and push-ups and sit-ups and pull-ups and this-ups and that-ups and eat this diet and that diet. And they'd get on that field and they would jump on top of each other, throw each other to the ground violently, smash their helmets into the other guy's spinal cord, just in case the other guy ever wanted to walk again without pain. Saw a video about the great legend, an icon, not the one on the computer, an icon in the field, Earl Campbell of the Houston Oilers. Earl Campbell was a fullback, man. You couldn't stop that man. It was a truck. Now he can barely walk. Walks with a cane like that, slowly, pain. Nebuch, nebuch, nebuch. Leider, leider, leider. It's football. And they get in this field and they play. It's fun to watch. I have to admit it, I used to watch it. All right, I watched it. Who am I to talk, right? Me and millions and tens of millions of others. It's fun. They run, they pass, they throw, they hit, they scream, they shout, they grunt. You hear them on the those NFL films. You know, you hear the guys in the defensive line and the offensive linemen grunting and groaning as they're, you know, 600 pounds of pure muscle, combine two of them. One guy's trying to throw him to the ground. He's trying to throw him to the ground. He's trying to protect the quarterback. He's trying to get to the quarterback. Next year, he's going to be traded, and he's going to be protecting the same guy last year who's trying to tackle. He'll be protecting him. Okay. Whoever pays me the right money, I'll just go and put that in uniform. Do you want to watch the game? I get it. But they used to have before the game at 12:30... they would have Irv Cross and Jimmy the Greek and all the Chevra and Brent Mushberger. They would sit and they would talk about what's going to be. They'd make their predictions. They would, oh, he's playing in this team and he's playing. I think their defense is going to be stronger. You know, they're going to control the ball. They have a good running game. Analyzing what's going to be in the game. Rabbi Shalom, watch the game and you'll see what's going to happen. What do you have to waste your time talking about? What will happen when you're going to be wrong anyway most of the time? Sichanai. It's just verbrennen de Zeit. To burn time. Adam doig al ibud damav, eino doig al ibud yamav. A person worries about losing his money. Dein Geld. And he doesn't worry about losing his days. Dama Veina Moisrin. For what you really need in life most of the things you really need in life, your money isn't going to help you. And your days are never coming back. Oh. Oh. A day gone, it's never coming back. I want to make up what I missed yesterday, I want to make up today. No, today has its own avoda. What are you doing? You go to work once a year, one day a year? And you're going to say, yeah, today I'm making up for all the missed days of the rest of the year. No. Today you have to do today's work. Yesterday you have to do yesterday's work. Every day is another avoda. Again, Rishon Shabbos, Sheni the Shabbos. This time I once heard a guy, big veer in Kai Yisrael, big veer in Kai Yisrael. This is a huge Talmud Chacham. I can imagine he takes advantage of his time. So I saw an interview with him and he said, do you realize it's 9:30 on Tuesday night and it's never coming back again? So this person who doesn't, burns his time, he goes after the sichana, the wasted speech, never comes back. Very sad. Not to talk about the churban that it causes to a person in his avoda, that he's using this tremendous power of speech he has, but he could be using it for so much good, instead he uses it for nonsense. So you have to make a cheshbon and nefesh. Don't be osek in your seichel adivrei, in your seichel ayuni. The rabbis were quiet of what they thought. One of the Gedolim of our generation is one sitting on the bus. And Avreich sat next to him. He said, oh, I'm sitting next to the Gadol. I can talk to the very Pashat Gadol. No drivers or this. Buses here, buses there. In the end of his life, finally got a driver. But most of the years, buses. Walking. It was a tkufa he couldn't afford. Couldn't afford to take the bus. He was that poor in Avreich, so he would walk from Bais Vegan to the Mir Yeshiva. It's a walk, if you know Yerushalayim. It's a chatichat derech, as they say in French. In any event, the Avreich sits next to him, and he starts talking to him. He says, God will set him, I guess, to teach him a lesson. He said, Ha'yeshiva b'tzavta inena mechayev b'tzicha mishutefet. Sitting together doesn't, I don't know exactly the berach is lashon. Sitting together doesn't require conversation. But then, I have to talk, or think. It's okay to just sit and think. Use your seichel yuni, make a cheshbon and nefesh. Peitzei eish mimachashvin b'toycha al sheinam achashvin. An eish is going to come out from those who make a cheshbon and eat those who don't. V'leva mikiryas tzadikim. Sheniku sichin. A flame from the city of Sichon. A flame will come from the city of the righteous people, who are called trees, Sichin. One who follows after his inclination, like this ayur, like this young donkey that follows after pleasant talk. Tzadik builds himself with machshava, and the other people just follow the sichanai. So how don't they go after this yetzer? Because they're all seeking machshava, they're all seeking deep thoughts. So they don't have time for pitputim, for just mundane talk. A person becomes a tzaddik b'koach ha-machshava. It's a koach ha-malchus, nimlach, you're a melech with your thoughts. It's well known the Kuzari asks the chaver, who's a chassid? And the chaver says, a chassid is a melech b'medinasa, a king in his country. Kuzari says to him, I asked you about a chassid, not about a ruler. And the chaver answers him, a chassid is somebody who rules. He's in control of all of his chushim, his koichos, his thoughts, his actions. That's machshava. You want to be shomer einayim? You have to control your machshava. When you get machshavas arayis, Rambam, sof esurei bia, ein machshavas arayis mitzvus etzvei ponim min hachochma. When you're a rangitan in Tosfos, you're learning, you're analyzing, trying to understand. Also, thinking their kasha, what changed in the teretz? And you're not thinking about the pretty girl. It doesn't work together. It's nice to think about the pretty girl. It's easy. It's dimyon. He spoke in the first year about dimyon. Dimyon. Dimyanis. Dimyanis. It's easy. Pictures. People love pictures. Dimyanis. Dimyanis. But it's not seichel. It's not seichel to think about the pretty girl. But Tosfos is seichel. It's hard work. But that's how you build yourself. When somebody's heart is empty, somebody's heart is empty, that's where it goes. Guy goes into bed at night, he goes to sleep. For a lot of people, what's the first thing that goes to their mind? Now they're empty, they're not doing anything, they're off work. So either they start worrying, that's what a lot of people do, they worry, or they want to have a pleasant thought, so it goes to Machshavas Arayos. Why? Because the lev is panim minachachma. You want to control your eyes, you want to control your thoughts, fill it with Torah. And then it won't go to the wrong places. If you listen to the mitzvahs, beautiful. But if not, what's going to happen? Next thing you know, you go to foreign gods. As we see in Tanakh, writing with the Bnos Moav and many other stories. When there's Avodah Zarah, there's Arayos. When there's Arayos, there's Avodah Zarah. They go together. You don't control your thoughts, you're going to go to bad places. Rambam, Minus. Now that I think, not about minus, not about znus, it's all dimyanis. You have to control your thoughts. You have to think Torah dikah thoughts, seichel dikah thoughts. Person can have a lot of ideas in Torah, could be a major Talmud Chacham. But if right now his heart is empty of Chachma, that's where it's going to go. It's going to go to Titus. That's human nature. Why? Because we're pleasure seekers. All human beings are pleasure seekers. That's what we want. Everybody just has a different pleasure. One guy's pleasure is the football game. One guy's pleasure is the barbecue. One guy's pleasure is a joint. And one guy's pleasure is watching a football game at a barbecue while smoking a joint. Everybody has their pleasure. And the job of a yid, every human being essentially, but especially a yid, is that his pleasures should be the pleasures of Ruchnius, Lasane Gal Hashem. Those should be the pleasures. And if a person empties himself of Ruchnius Dika pleasures, creates a vacuum within him, and he's going to fill it up with Gashmi's pleasures. Lo tov, misukan meod, morav rabotai, misukan meod. That's what we have to focus on, controlling our thoughts. We should be in the right places, thinking about the right things. And if they go off, you just bring it right back home, right back where it's supposed to be, to the good places, to positive thoughts, to uplifting thoughts, to empowering thoughts, empowering that I know that Zachariah says, Hashem Elokecha, ki hu anasem lecha kochas ischa, to know that Hashem is giving me all my kochas, and he gives me all my success, and to be appreciative, there's so many positive thoughts you can have. Appreciation, thanks, gratitude, joy, hope for the future, pleasant memories. Think good things. Make yourself happier and make the people around you happy. So that's our avodah. It says in the Gemara that Ayin Shemar the Mutter of Kochla B'Shabbos. My time, the Shurini Deina Bubnis at Leib Italia. That on Shabbos you're allowed to heal an eye, put a solvent on an eye, because your eye is connected to your heart, the Havana of the heart. So therefore, it's dangerous. Somebody has an eye problem, it can affect the heart. So Ayin Shemar the Mutter of Kochla B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put that solvent on it. But the point is, it connects, the eye connects to the heart. Your heart is focused on Ruchnius, your eyes aren't going to go Lo Sesurach Rei Lebavchem Achrei Nechem. Your hearts aren't Zarech on Ruchnius. Shrei Sesurei De'Aveira, Gemara says, two agents of sin, the eyes and the heart, Ayin Ro V'Lev Choymet, Gemara the Medrash, Ayin Ro V'Lev Choymet, you see it and your heart desires, you have to be in control. That's why you're a melech. A melech is nimlach, machshava. You're in control of your machshava, and then you'll be in control of your eyes. So this is a big avaida. So let's continue working mitzvah Shem on that, controlling our thoughts. Mashgiach Tzitzal gave us an eitzah, gave us a targil, an exercise to do, to walk, spend 3 minutes, just focusing on one thought. And then he upped it to 5 minutes. It's a good avoda. So mitzvah Shem, the next vad, we will continue our eisek in this incredibly, incredibly important meeting. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.